For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. A grand jury cleared white police officer Danielle Pantaleo in the videotaped chokehold death of an unarmed black man, Eric Garner, of Staten Island. He was stopped for selling loose, untaxed cigarettes. This triggered protests by New Yorkers who likened the case to the deadly police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri. Federal prosecutor Eric Holder said now that the local Staten Island investigation is completed, the feds will conduct their own investigation.
The Justice Department will proceed with a federal civil rights investigation into Mr. Garner's death. I spoke with the widow of Eric Garner to inform her and her family of our decision to investigate potential federal civil rights violations.
Holder said his prosecutors will conduct a thorough, fair, and expeditious investigation.
In addition to performing our own investigative work, the department will conduct a complete review of the material gathered during the local investigation.
Gwen Carr, Eric Garner's mom, is very pleased about this.
We got to make this right. And we're so happy that the federal government is now talking about taking over and investigating. We asked them twice before, but now they see how important it is for them to come in and take this case, and as well as the other cases, the Brown case.
Meanwhile, through the police union, Pantaleo apologized to the Garner family, but that means nothing to them. Here's Eric Garner's wife, Esau Garner.
No, I don't accept his apology. No, I could care less about his condolences. No, I could care less. He's still working. He's still getting a paycheck. He's still feeding his kids. And my husband is 6 feet under, and I'm looking for a way to feed my kids now.
Eric Garner was stopped by police for selling loose cigarettes. U.S. Representative from New York, Nydia Velasquez, says the police need to re-examine their policing methods.
I do believe that broken window policies and policing has so much to do with this.
The police tactic of broken windows was instituted by NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton when he was commissioner back in 1995. And there's outrage from many quarters.
This grand jury couldn't return a charge for assault.
New York State Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
This grand jury couldn't return a charge for involuntary manslaughter. This grand jury couldn't return a charge for criminally negligent homicide. This grand jury couldn't return a charge for reckless endangerment of human life. This grand jury couldn't even see fit to charge this officer with a misdemeanor. What more does America need to see?
You don't have to be a lawyer, an ex-prosecutor, no. A human being was killed.
Congressmember Charlie Rangel.
He was surrounded by policemen. No one else touched him. And the grand jury did not say that he committed suicide. They didn't say what happened. That's why it's important that the district attorney has an obligation to bring the facts to New Yorkers and the American people to see how they could have possibly stretched their imagination to reach that decision. And more importantly, to find out which side was the district attorney on.
A video shot by an onlooker and widely viewed online showed the 43-year-old Garner telling a group of police officers to leave him alone as they tried to arrest him. Pantaleo responded by wrapping his arm around Garner's neck in a chokehold, which is banned under NYPD policy. The heavyset Garner, who had asthma, was heard repeatedly gasping, "I can't breathe." A second video surfaced that showed police and paramedics appearing to make no effort to revive Garner while he lay motionless on the ground. He later died at a hospital.
It's frankly, from my point of view, much more shocking even than the failure to indict in Ferguson, Missouri. There was at least some conflicting testimony.
New York Congressmember Jerry Nadler.
An apparently felonious action on videotape. Someone engaging in an illegal chokehold that causes someone's death It's very difficult to understand how there cannot be an indictment, how there's not at least probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed. No one can doubt what happened. You do not have conflicting testimony. You have the evidence that for no apparent reason, a person accused of a trivial crime, selling loose cigarettes, is put in a chokehold, a hold recognized by medical practitioners and in law as dangerous and liable to produce death, a hold that is prohibited by the practices of the New York Police Department specifically because it can produce death, which then produces death, and there's no indictment.
Police union officials and Pantaleo's lawyer argued that the officer used a takedown move taught by the NYPD, not a banned chokehold. That's because they say Garner was resisting arrest and that his poor health was the main reason he died. While details on the grand jurors was not disclosed, Staten Island is the most politically conservative of the city's five boroughs. It's home to many police and firefighters. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.